Good morning, Gillian. Thank you for coming to Auroville Radio.
It's very nice to be here, Renu.
All right. So we've asked you to come in because a lot of changes have been happening to one of the most important services we have, that is EcoService. So tell us about what we can be looking forward to and what is EcoService? What is its mission?
Well, EcoService has evolved a lot over the years. It's definitely matured in recent years to become a substantial, reliable force of removing waste in Auroville.
So you go door to door, you collect segregated waste, you further segregate it at the EcoService lot.
Well, it's not so much door-to-door. There's a lot of community recycling areas, and there are individual areas also, public places. So there's a whole different array of things we face in these areas, you know. So one of our most important things that we've implemented in EcoService is an outreach program, which has been the main thing that has actually changed how people are reacting to the service. We have an excellent person called Rajamanikam. He's a local young man who graduated from Pondy University. Now he's doing a PhD in solid waste management. He's very passionate and articulate about the topic. So he approaches one of the contact people at each community that we've identified needs to hear about more about how to look after things. He goes there, he trains, does excellent training sessions with the ones who are involved with the...
So he educates them on segregation primarily or on the entire topic? Or
the whole topic. He tells them why.
The problem of pollution and
everything. Yes, he starts at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay, so they can identify with something a little bit deeper than just do this and do that.
Right, yeah. Now, he gives a very sort of graphic description of why we're doing this, you know, globally, and why it's so essential to relate to it in a... Yeah, in a serious way.
So any place that is still having issues and not having adequate waste solutions can always appeal to you to have Rajamanikam come there and give a session to that place.
They can. And also, we, in our travels, we come upon these places that are in serious trouble in their recycling area. So that's when we ask Rajamanikam to go out there and say, it's time to do a training session here. And I would say all the progress that's been made in terms of segregation is due to his efforts.
Fantastic. So let me ask you another question. How does EcoService manage to fund its activities? You have a truck, you go from place to place, you have ladies working there helping with the sorting, you have to go and pick up the waste. All of this must be quite sizable. So how do you fund it?
Well, I mean, it is a costly exercise, and we get very little funding from the city services, which I think is good because, you know, we're generating the waste, so the people who are generating the waste have to pay for it, that's all, rather than community supporting people's unconscious habits. So it's the money comes from we charge to collect the waste. We charge 30 rupees a segregated sack and 80 rupees. It's a punitive amount for unsegregated because we are trying to encourage people to segregate.
So that creates incentive. Yeah. Can people sell their waste also to EcoService, or can they people give their waste that might be of some value that would help EcoService?
Well, what we find is that most people they don't care about the waste. Please come and take it and we'll pay. And then there's other people who do like to get compensated for various things. And we do have that in our service, that people can be, you know, reimbursed for various things like, I don't know, we won't say beer bottles, but...
but then does the... Or if people donate that, then does the sale, then EcoService, I presume, would deal with the sale and the profits would go back into EcoService, is that right? So that's how... And Surian was also running a service where he would come to your place, and how was that connected with EcoService?
Well, it's a sort of a baby branch of EcoService that Surian dreamed up, that he just saw a lot of stuff lying around in people's storerooms and on construction sites, and it just wasn't being attended to, or nobody knew what to do with it. A little bit of this would come to EcoService. He decided to make it more of a real service, just for that. People would call him and take my, huge whatever
refrigerator. So he would find buyers. Then he must have done a lot of work in sourcing buyers for all this different kind of waste.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So is that still happening?
Yes. In theory.
you had a young man by the name of Alex who was advertising and working at the EcoService and wanted people to come and spend 1 hour a week. And tell me a little bit about that, and what has that man brought to the EcoService?
Well, he brought fun and laughter and a lot of pink, I mean, single-handedly, he painted the whole interior of the shed of EcoService. And, half the bottom part is pink and the top part is white. And everything sort of had a pink thing about it. He's not even gay. He's just a fabulous spirit that I thought was beamed down from the divine, to bring some lightness there.
Yeah. And he worked for a few months and...
He went back to Montreal. He wants to come back and join Oroville. He won't settle in EcoService. He's needed everywhere, let's face it. So he's kind of be freelance, but he's given a lot to us.
You told me that you were a little bit skeptical when he came with this long list of things that he said he was going to do, and you're like, yeah, sure, start. And he actually did them.
He did it. He was the first person, I think, that's ever actually walked their talk, he was stunning and never boring.
Incredible. Jillian, tell me, I remember when I was in L'Avenir, there was always a bit of an issue about where we would drop the waste finally, different locations, not too far away, but still there's finally, Oroville also has a dump. And what can we do about that? How do you see that progressing? Is it still a problem, the location of the... of a dump yard?
A landfill site? It is still a problem. It's definitely a problem. L'Avenir is planning an area that can't be disputed by neighbours, Oroville neighbours at least. It's like a sort of an area that has to happen even though nobody wants it. Like landfill, sludge, all the things that people are horrified with. But
it's part of life.
But create.
But we created it. Yes, that's what
and
I was
so
also...
So they are planning an area that cannot be disputed, that this place is going to be serving these things here. And that's the end of the story, because it's actually been impossible to find a place.
Do you think finally something like our waste could be integrated into landscaping and possible mountainside type of things, which eventually sand growing over and grass growing over and actually create some sort of landscaping, gardening, matrimonial?
I'm sure some things could be used in that way. Mm-hmm. We have so many things. It'd be someone like Alex who would come and say, oh, I know what to do with that. And suddenly you've got a wall there that's growing orchids on it, and it's made of, it's recyclable materials. I think that would be a real simple way of imagining how it could happen,
Just somebody coming and taking the initiative of finding something, or probably a new sort of invention?
Well, what we all the ceramics that we get, we... Well, I'm giving it all to Sacred Groves now. We have a lot of broken plates and whatever, and they're going to use it in their construction and pathways. And so there is definitely ways to use this stuff that CFLs tell me what to do with them, and we don't know yet. Nobody on the planet
knows. Is there a place in Bangalore that takes this kind of e-waste? No.
The government put out a scheme to really get people to set up recycling business of the CFLs. They have no success. because I've been on the internet looking, and one company will say, yes, we do that, and then they never answer their phone or their email, and it's like they pretended to be there. So it's we haven't found anything at all.
So you're still looking for answers for recycling CFL. What about e-waste and all of that?
E-waste is definitely being recycled in many different ways. Our dealer, I asked him what he wanted to do with all those things that he bought from us, and he said he sells it a lot at the Sunday market. That's one thing. Now, Rajamanikam, our outreach person, tells me the bad news is that most recycling is done in a pretty toxic way. So even though you feel good about it getting recycled,
the recycling itself is bad.
So it's actually a topic that has not been solved at all. It's not at all solved. And what could I? My thing is, why doesn't the government enforce laws like they do on everything that you cannot produce toxic, unrecyclable packaging finished?
Exactly.
It would just over in one night. Yeah. And then everything could be recycled in a good way because it's not toxic.
And also to make them a little bit more responsible in the duration of their product, so that they don't have to be recycled so quickly, you know, give things a certain lifespan, because it's costing the world a lot to have it trashed so quickly. And
I mean, it's a good, in a place like India, it's almost like a blessing in disguise, that it gives a lot of real simple people an easy, a simple way to actually help out and clean up the planet a bit and make money.
And
also
earn something.
And so it's a very low-tech situation. So in that way, in a country like this, it actually has a good place, you know. The rest of the world wouldn't be involved with that so much, probably. But
tell me, for Orville's 50th coming up, do you have anything planned for the eco service? Because we see that everything is expanding around us. We see trash around the roads. I know picking up trash is always an issue. Not only do you have your schedule, but like you say, public areas are only increasing, and so is the misuse of those public areas. How do you see, or what do you see as a solution for this?
Well, public bins out in areas that are unprotected has never been a good idea so far. I hear someone's thinking of asking again if that could be done. And it's just, I spoke to people, these very large recycling organization, NGOs in Mahabalipuram, and I asked them, do you have any public bins? No. You didn't have to go any further. We've all done it, and it doesn't work. It cannot work. Because everybody throws household waste in there.
It's more reinforcing the community waste programs than creating public bins, because the public bins become the community-based waste program.
It just cannot work. Anyway, so I don't see that happening. If EcoService, we're hoping to pull into a more prosperous stage now, because we have a new team. I mean, most of the people are from the old team, but there's one or two new people. And I lost my track.
You were saying hoping to enter into a more prosperous stage.
Yeah, so then you could finance just cleaning up the roadsides, for example, whereas now we don't have time. Because we're
ideally also perhaps one could have some sort of volunteering program that you could use people that are, you know, do people want to do that sort of work?
You know, there is a team, this Orville cleanup team, they do it, but in the end it just gets too much. It's becoming way too much, and the volunteering thing is always good. It's, you know, spirit thing, you know.
But it doesn't work for the daily thing. It's a good one weekend type of push.
It's too much to ask the community to go on picking up trash all the time. I mean, you know, it'd be better if there was, if EcoService had enough finances, they could have a small team doing that, for example, you know, as a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, this is what we're doing. And that would be something we could focus on when the finances that we're dealing with grow into proportion that we can do that, you know.
So what is your immediate next task that you're focusing on at EcoService, and what would you like people to hear that are using your service, and what message would you like to give these people that is you feel is pressing?
Well, I think I want to thank them for having made so much progress, because really I went on the collection truck for a month in March. So I saw a lot out there, and some total disaster, you couldn't believe it. But in general, it was you could see that something had happened, and there was definitely a whole new consciousness around that. And as I said, it's to do with our outreach program, but they responded, they took it up, and they, and people want things to be clean and tidy and all that. So I just want to thank everyone for being able to respond. I think that's the main message at this point.
Good. And what about, one more question I have. With all of these lands now that are being, you know, speculated on, and hotels and whatnot are cropping up in our Oroville area, have these people contacted you in any way for waste management or helping them? Do you help them? What is for them? What should they be told? Or,
well, there's a lot of private people who contact us, and we take their waste. We charge more for that, and it's they bothered to care about it, so it doesn't matter. It's easy for us to just. So a lot of them bring the waste to EcoService, that kind of people, but we have regular pickups from people who have nothing to do with Oroville.
Okay.
Earlier, years ago, I actually approached some of the weird hotels for setting themselves up, and you could see what was going to happen, especially in the green belt. So I went to them. That never really happened, but successfully. But it's something like, I don't know, there's all kinds of people on the utility roads, the main people we serve.
Okay. So there's and what does that represent? Like what a small percentage?
Minute
percentage.
Very, very small percentage.
Well, Julian, you've been involved in waste and plastic bags, recycling, and general public areas for many, many years. So it's always interesting to hear from you and hear the progresses that you actually can see happen, because you do have the experience. So that's really wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.